fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 12th day of July, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, and we will be expanding on this. The prepper tip of the day is I encourage you, all of you men and women, every one of you, if you haven't, to please consider attending an Appleseed marksmanship class. Appleseed is the name of the it's called Project Appleseed, actually. And you'll be glad you did. You not only learn very solid, basic rifle marksmanship skills, you also get a history lesson. And it's great fun. You meet a lot of great men and women, typically from your area, your region. And their website is appleseedinfo.org. That's appleseedinfo.org. Info.org. I just realized this morning I don't have a link on my links page, but I will talk to Tim Spencer and get that posted. I'm at their website right now, and it's very colorful, very professional, very well done website. They've got some interesting, well done graphics, and there's a bar across the top of their home page that begins with home, and it goes to Appleseed, then boot camps, register now, about us, donation, links, latest news, and email us. And then there's a map at the lower 48. You can click on there and find a location for upcoming events. So there's actually all 50 states, not just the lower 48. And you can click on any of those states you choose. So I'll click on Missouri right here. And coming up, we have July 23rd and 24th at Wright City, Missouri. August 6th and 7th in Farmington, Missouri. September 24th and 25th, two different locations, Billings, Missouri and Wright City. And you can get more information at each of these links. And you can register to participate in any of those events. Pretty neat. And we have a lot of listeners in California. Let's click on California. See what we have here. Come on, California, come up. Well, We don't have any in California. Here we go. Oh, sorry. I apologize. We got a bunch in California. Oh, my goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. More than 20, about 30 or so events in California. July, August, September, October, November, December, all the way through the beginning, July 16th, this coming weekend, going through December 18th. Lots of events in California. The website wasn't clicking the way it should have. So here's the deal. You're shooting. Let's get back here. Go to Appleseed and how to prepare. Why come? Let's see. Why should you come? You learn to shoot a rifle just as well as your forefathers did. You're going to learn about how our forefathers took up arms on the first day of the Revolution and did things no person in the wood in the world had ever done before. You're going to meet people from your region that have similar interests, possibly make some friends. It is a possibility. You'll learn about things that you really have little knowledge. You're going to be shooting what's called a rack-grade rifle. Now, rack-grade means it has acceptable accuracy off the rack. It hasn't had any customized work done to the trigger. Doesn't have a special heavy barrel on it. Does not have special target shooting iron sights. And by the way, that's what they use is iron sights. This is good, solid, basic marksmanship is what this training is. Sincerely, it is. Although I do see one of their competitors here, it looks like in this photograph using a red dot sight. There's an interesting graphic here of on the left, a colonial gentleman with a tricorner hat, and on the right, a man with a baseball cap and an AR-15. This is really worthwhile. Really, it is. It's worthwhile for everybody who wants to participate. Let's see. They give some age limitations here. Well, I don't know if you have to be an adult or not to participate. They may have a way to have youngsters come with adult supervision. So let's see here. Well, I'm not really. Oh, I do see some youngsters. There looks like a preteen girl in this one photo here of the competitor. She's got her target in her hand. So, yes, youngsters can participate also. I'm sure there are some. Okay, I'm sure there's some caveats for bringing boys and girls under age 18 and have them participate. Most likely a parent has to be present. That'd be my expectation. All right, so why would you do this? Why would you do this? Well, learning these skills is very important. Americans, and I've been an NRA firearms instructor since 1991 and part of the gun culture for more than half a century. American men and women gravitate towards pistols for self-defense. That's just a statement of fact. When reality is, a pistol is the least effective, least desirable way to defend life and property. As frequently as said, the purpose of the handgun is to fight your way back to your rifle. A 30 caliber rifle is the best way to defend life and property, in my opinion. It doesn't matter whether it's bolt action or semi-automatic, lever action. pump. There is such thing as pump rifles, by the way. Doesn't matter. The main thing is to have one and to have the skills to shoot it accurately. That's the main thing. So there's two parts to this. One is having the rifle. The other is having the skills to go with the rifle. And in my opinion, it's not optional. Really, it's not. There's a lot of well-meaning people out there who will give you bad information. People who should know better. People that appear to be qualified. I'll give you my own personal example. When I went back in the Army Reserve after being out of the Army for not quite 10 years. I was discharged from active duty in 1970. Went back into the Army Reserve in 1979. I was pretty enthusiastic about the training that I was getting, the training I wanted to get. And I signed up to try out. They had tryouts at Fort Leonard Wood to be on the Fort Leonard Wood rifle team. I was really looking forward to it. Sincerely, I was. And there was no financial compensation, by the way. I had to go down there, transport myself, pay my own transportation, and so forth. I believe I was put up in on-post housing. Army provided breakfast for us, and now I'm getting ready to go to the range. So I get out there, and these are Army, U.S. Army, active duty, marksmanship instructors teaching and instructing the men who want to be on the Army marksmanship team, just to lay a little foundation here. So we had these M16s that we were provided, and we're out there on the range in a prone position, I believe. And the instructor told me to place my arm through the sling, my left arm through the sling. I'm right-handed, so you put your left arm through the sling, and then put pressure on that sling in order to enhance the accuracy of shooting that rifle. I looked at him, and I said, no, that's not the way you do it. He said, oh, yes, young trooper. Of course, I was 30 years old at the time. That's how you do it. Well, having been in the Army as I had been, I knew that it was pointless to argue, so I pretended to put pressure on the sling, knowing full well that any pressure above the slightest, above the very slightest pressure, is going to change point of impact on that M16. And I went through the day, basically very disappointed from that point forward, knowing full well that if the instructors know less than I do, I'm in the wrong place. I'm absolutely in the wrong place. I never went back. How about that? We have an Appleseed instructor on the line here, Desert Eagle. Desert Eagle, does my story surprise you?
No, sir. No, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Isn't it very disappointing that the U.S. Army marksmanship instructors did not know how to hold a rifle?
Well, there's a little caveat to that. Most of those instructors at the time had been built on the M14.
I agree with what you're saying.
They should have understood that because of the front sling mount being on the gas block, that on the configuration of the M16 with the mounting of the sling mount on the front, it changes point of impact.
No, sir. I have to disagree. It's the rifle. The M14 has a sling mount on the front, but it's walnut and steel, which is what a rifle should be.
Right, yes.
Put all the pressure on it you want. It's not going to change point of impact. We joked about, I was in the Army when the M16 was introduced, and we referred to it as the Matty Mattel rifle. Even when, back in the 70s and even 80s, we called it the poodle shooter.
Yep, and the Mattel Super Toy.
Exactly. But 1979 was more than 10 years, you're looking at 11, 12 years after the introduction of this rifle into standard issue. You would think that the men who were held in such high regard and given this responsibility for training marksmen should have known better. That was their responsibility of the U.S. Army to make sure that they knew, but they didn't.
I agree wholeheartedly. But on your what I was calling about mainly was the Appleseed part of it there.
Yes, sir.
The youngest rifleman. Well, let me back up just a minute. The 2-day Appleseed course. Day one starts off with the basics from ground up. The people that come to shoot bring their own rifles. Scopes are allowed. Open sights, in my opinion, are preferred. But recommend a 22 because through the course of the weekend, they're going to put between 300 and 500 rounds down range. And the basics, it starts off with steady hole factor, sight picture, the six steps to making, you know, the shot. All the basics that you go through, and the whole weekend is built on basics and refining and improving one's ability to return to the basics. And the youngest, well, at the end of the first day and then going on through the second day, about 85% of the targets that are shot are the AQT, the Army Qualification Test. And the goal is to get the shooters to get to what is known as a rifleman standard, which is a score of 210 out of a possible 250 as the baseline for a rifleman. And the youngest rifleman that I've ever made, and being a shoot boss at a shoot, was in Socorro, New Mexico about 7 or 8 years ago, and he was 8 years old. And the young man was shooting a Ruger 10/22 that his dad had cut the stock off of and made it so that it would fit him, remounted the sling, sling swivels and everything. And the young man just paid absolute attention. The thing that upset most of the guys is that the ones that will typically make riflemen first are the girls. And that really just, it's kind of the fingernails on the chalkboard for these old guys that I know how to shoot and, you know, yes, I'm here to learn, but I don't need to do that. And some 14-year-old girl just smokes them.
Right, right. Well, here's the reason why. I'll ask for your follow-up. But the young women come in there with no bad habits that need to be unlearned.
Exactly.
So they're starting fresh, getting good, solid instruction of the proper way to do things. Now, the older guys that are getting smoked, they were taught by their father or grandfather or somebody in improper ways to shoot the rifle and learned it, bad habits, which they carried all their lives, didn't they?
Yes, sir. That was my deal. When I took, it's been right at 11 years now since my very first Appleseed. I took the wife and my daughter to an Appleseed because we all know that when a husband tries to teach a spouse, or boyfriend, girlfriend, or even vice versa, it comes to a point that no matter what we say, it doesn't stick.
Right.
They bypass it. Now, with a separate instructor telling them something, they pay attention. And by 9 o'clock that morning, my daughter Amanda and wife and I were standing back loading our magazines, and I looked at both of them and said, you know what? I'm in deep doo-doo because these guys...
Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, back to Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th of July. And we're having a discussion about primarily a wonderful program I urge everybody to look at and to consider, the Appleseed Project. This is a project where men and women, boys and girls, learn very solid, very foundational marksmanship skills. And we happen to have one of the Appleseed instructors with us, Desert Eagle. Now, Desert Eagle, I have to say that I would encourage Appleseed to really encourage their shooters to use iron sights only. That's the foundation, in my opinion, as an instructor myself. I think you need to get that basic foundation of iron sights before going to any optics. With my grandson, the one who's now in college, I would not allow him to have any optics until he had a good 3 to 4 years of experience with iron sights under his belt, and only then did I start letting him use the optics. What do you think, sir?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. My daughter, when she got her first rifle, which was a break-open single shot, started off with open sights and then factory sights, and then we went to a peep sight with a globe front. And then eventually went to a scope, and she still prefers going back to open sights when she's shooting in competition. When it's a distance or something critical like hunting, she'll use a scope just to help eliminate human error. But as far as the Appleseed goes, since the folks are bringing their own rifles, it would be great. I agree with you 100%. I would prefer just one day of open sights, and but it doesn't work out that way. And the other marvelous thing, you talked about the history. The shooting is the hook. That's what Appleseed uses the people there, is the teaching of excellent instruction on marksmanship and how to attain it. But the history part, during the day and at lunchtime, the Appleseed instructors give a complete account of what started at 8 o'clock in the evening on April 18th, 1775, all the way up till about 7 o'clock the evening of April 19th, 1775. In school, or at least back when I was in school, we learned about the shot fired around the world and Lexington, Concord. But with the Appleseed instructors going through and explaining and giving the whole history, introducing you to the characters, they also give you the exact time and date and place that the colonists went from being colonists to Americans. And I've been accused several times of getting quite animated when it was my turn to do part of the history.
Has anybody made a video of you doing that, sir?
I believe there are a couple out there. And they can't blackmail me with it because I just have too much fun. It's just one of those things that you get excited about. And you get into it and it becomes part of you after a while. That's another interesting thing about Appleseed. Now, when listeners are planning on going to an Appleseed, quick bit of history on the instructors. The instructors do not apply. All the instructors at Appleseed are invited by other instructors. The qualifications is that the instructor has to be able to maintain a rifleman standard that is 210 or above, has to be able to do it on request. Just walk out there and, okay, Jimmy, you're going on the line. We're going to shoot the AQT. You're going to show them how it's done. When it's done, I had better have a score of 210 or above, or I get to go to remedial training. The instructors, from when I got my orange hat till I got my red hat, which is being a full-fledged instructor, was right at a year, because each instructor is taught the very basics and how to teach that, and we're evaluated. We have written exams and everything that we have to pass through step by step by step by step to become an instructor. And then the step from a red hat to a green hat, which is a shoot boss, took me right at another year. Because,
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Desert Eagle. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, I will have the link for Appleseed on my links page, hopefully by the end of the day today. It's my oversight. It should have been there years ago. Also, on my website, you'll find interesting things that will educate you, inform you, possibly make you very angry, such as a document from the United States Government Printing Office, the U.S. Senate Subcommittee report, documenting with evidence that American prisoners of war were left behind in communist prison camps at the end of World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, with the full knowledge of every sitting president at that time and thereafter. Very disturbing material, to say the least. But something that will help you is the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We focus on two things, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. That's what we focus on. Only $285 shipping included, and yes, I do something that almost no healthcare professionals will do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Only $285 shipping included. You may need to check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. It's a great combination. People get a lot of relief very quickly, typically within a few days, with the energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. By the way, PayPal now takes payments. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Don't try to contact me at this number. Orders only, 800-592-9543. We're talking about the Appleseed Project, a wonderful way for you to get basic marksmanship skills. You could be 8, you could be 80, it doesn't matter. And all the instructors have excellent training. We have one of those instructors on the line with us, Desert Eagle from New Mexico. Now, Desert Eagle, this is all voluntary, isn't it?
The instructors, they don't get paid anything for their time. We do it because, A, it's fun, and B, it's a dying art. People don't understand that marksmanship is a perishable skill. If you don't practice, if you don't do your dry fire training regularly and everything, it's a perishable skill. And one thing you were talking about, 18 to 80 or 8 to 80, one thing that Appleseed has done, I think actually from the very beginning, law enforcement, active duty, retired military, and I think they've included now to first responders, attend for free. There's no cost on those. And if an organization has, say, a Boy Scout group or something, would like to have like a private setup, just their group, they can contact Appleseed, find the instructors in their area, and by area, I mean basically a 200-mile circle. The farthest I've ever driven to volunteer for an Appleseed, I think, was about 240 miles one way. And Appleseed, the instructors will bend over backwards to accommodate. It's just, I find it to be one of the greatest things. What I was saying earlier about the wife and daughter is I looked at them and I'm like, I'm in deep trouble here. These guys are talking about things I've never... What is NPOA? These steady hold factors, you know. I'd used a sling before, but 90% of the time it was to carry the rifle. So, you know, I really very much encourage folks to go. If they've got any questions, they can go to our website, DesertEagleShooters.com, and go to the contact portion and drop me a note. If they're having difficulty finding instructors in their area or have any questions, just drop me a note. If I don't have the answer, I'll find someone that can get the answer for you.
Well, that's very accommodating of you, Desert Eagle, and thank you for opening up like that, those lines of communication. That's very important to have volunteers like yourself all over the 50 states that give up their spare time voluntarily.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a cadre of instructors that because the way we're trained, that time frame, I can go to Virginia and help with an Appleseed there, either as a LSO or as one of the instructors, and I know that the way that they're going to run their Appleseed is exactly the same way that we run ours here, because it's a set program because it works. It's just a phenomenal program. I encourage everybody to look into it. In fact, if you get a chance and, Iobi, Masad Iobi, went to a Appleseed in Florida. And in one of the old issues of Backwoods Home magazine, he has got his experience of going. And so doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your experience. especially with the way things are right now and people buying rifles and they're not really familiar with them. Appleseed is a very, very small investment that will pay off for your for the rest of their lives.
What would, what other than your time, what would the cost of attending one of these events be?
The rates used to be $70 for the weekend. That was for guys. I think that has dropped. The last note that I saw about a month ago, they were talking about dropping it to 50. And then they'll have some where it's free. It'll be put on by certain areas that are having deals. Women, it's always cheaper. They normally run about $15 or $20. And for the kids, I think it's $5.
So, yeah, a little. Little personal history for you. The man who started the Appleseed Project, he, his business is Fred's M14 Stocks, and we're acquainted. We've and communicated a number of times, and you're probably familiar with Fred's website and what he sells. And there's a book on there, James Wesley Rawls' book, that I'm personally responsible for that book being there. Patriots: A Novel of Surviving the Coming Collapse.
I own the book.
You got the book.
Oh, yes. Okay. In fact, I've got the PDF format of the original that was titled Lights Out.
Well, it's well done. And
oh, yes.
I know Jim Rawls, of course, also, and I suggested that he do a... In fact, I prepared an index for... his book, and I mailed it to him. This is the days before email, and his next edition, he did have an index. It wasn't my index because the page count was different, but it was very similar, of course. Very few novels have an index with them, do they, Desert Eagle?
No, and that book, the way, probably the most advantageous, I guess, quality of that book is it is based on 100% fact. It is based on pretty much what I would assume the chain of events would be in a situation like that. And it takes it down to the very common level.
Right.
And
right.
It's a phenomenal book. And in fact, the housing development that he uses in the book, when I was stationed in Galveston, Texas, there was a short time that Teresa and I actually lived about a half a mile from the housing development that he uses in the book.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Well, the premise of the book is the United States suffers a fast-moving, severe, catastrophic economic crisis leading to civil disorder and collapse of the country in total, leading into a complete anarchy. Very well done. I haven't talked about it in a while, but I do highly recommend everybody get a copy of the book, read the book, and then start following the guidelines given in the book. What do you think, Desert Eagle?
Oh, yes. If anybody's ever thought about prepping, that is probably the very best how-to book without being a how-to book. The food preservation part of it, dealing with is this a short-term or is this going to be a long-term and how things evolve. It's a very, very relaxing book at times for me, and then a few times, especially when you get to the elections and stuff, which was a great turn of events. I highly recommend it. I think it would be something that once people order it and start reading it, that they go ahead and get a copy for in-laws and outlaws.
Now, Desert Eagle, I need to ask you, do very many competitors or students, I should say, show up at the Appleseed events with the Rifleman's Rifle, the M1A, M14?
No, sir. I think I've seen one in my career, and of course, they didn't use it for the training portion. They did use a 22. And another thing, too, bringing that up just teach something. If, by chance, someone's going to an apple seed and they don't have a rifle, if they will contact, always there's going to be a contact link on the flyer or the event. If they will contact the shoot boss on that, 99.995% of the time, they will have a loaner rifle that the person can use. Instructors bend over backwards. They'll do anything that, if you've got a rifle that malfunctions and continues to malfunction, almost every instructor I know has got at least one or two extras that they bring with them just for such events. So, I can't speak good as how do I put that? I can't speak well enough about it, I guess would be the way to put it.
Well, you're doing a good job. You're doing an excellent job. And it's just the nature of firearms instructors in general. Even the rather ignorant ones that I dealt with in the U.S. Army, they were doing their best they wanted to be helpful, and they thought they were doing the right thing. There was no bad intent on their part. They just didn't know. It's an unfortunate fact of life, but that's the way it was. But firearms instructors in general are very helpful and want to do anything and everything they can for their students to achieve their goals, don't they?
Yes, sir. And the one thing that you'll find out, I stress this, it's during the morning briefing of the first day and introductions and everything, one of the things I stress to everyone is there's no stupid questions. The only stupid question is the one that's not asked.
That's right.
And if they see something that they think an instructor is doing wrong because of how they were taught, if they will go up to the instructor, you know, don't make a scene of it, but come on, ask them, you know, hey, I was taught blah, 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 and you're doing this. Instructors will sit there and explain the pros and cons of the situation. They don't take offense to that.
Right.
Because people have come from various parts of the country, are taught different things, and because it was their grandpa that told them, or their dad that told them, or their other brother that older brother that told them, they take it as fact. And if they see an instructor teaching something that is just different from that, they'll ask them, and instructors will sit there and explain to them, well, yeah, you could do it that way. However, you know, it's one of the greatest bunch of guys around. I'd love to get you on the line with us sometime, John,
critique us. It would be... I haven't yet. I've come close a couple of times, and then there were scheduling conflicts. I know it's just an excuse, but I would love to participate in some appleseed shoots. That would be a great bit of fun.
I think it would be fantastic. I would love you to attend and then critique and give us your input, because that's one thing that we always do at the end of the shoots is we sit down with the students and we ask them, what do you see that we may have, you know, you didn't understand, or maybe we didn't explain the proper way, and get input on it. So it's just one of the greatest things. I can't stress it enough, and I hope folks will go on to the Appleseed website, look up their area, and participate.
Well, that's what I'm encouraging as well. And ladies and gentlemen, especially you gentlemen out there, you may have been a hunter for 10 or 20 or even 50 years. We got men listening to us who, like myself, have been handling firearms for 50 years on one hand. On the other, you may have 50 years worth of bad habits. I mean, seriously, you could, couldn't you, Desert Eagle?
Oh, gosh. That was my problem. It's like I told you, I sat there and looked at the girls, and I'm like, I'm going to have to really, and it was because there was more than once that Sam, he was the shoot boss of my very first Appleseed, was coming up there, and he would reach down and he would push that elbow under a little bit, or he would, you know, reach up there and loosen that death grip that I had on the forestock and do it in a way that was very, loving would be a long term, but I think it expresses how they take it.
Yeah, I've had, it reminds me, Desert Eagle, and some, usually it's a healthy, very healthy, strong male student shooting a pistol will have an absolute death grip on this pistol and wonder why he can't hit anything. And I have to coach him, and what I do is I have him hold up his hand, and I grab his wrist, and I squeeze it with the proper amount of pressure to demonstrate how much pressure he should be using on this pistol. Because once you start squeezing to a certain point, you cannot possibly hold the firearm steady. It just simply can't be done.
No, and one of the things that people don't realize is your heart is your biggest contributor to missed shots. With a grip like that, that heartbeat is pumping in there, and there's that very subtle movement.
There is. Hold that thought, because we got a break. Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th of July. We're talking about the Appleseed Project, and here's the website, Appleseed appleseedinfo.org. That's appleseedinfo.org. We have one of their instructors very graciously has called in, Desert Eagle from New Mexico. And it's a great program, a way for men and women, boys and girls, to get good, solid, foundational rifle marksmanship skills. At the same time, have fun. At the same time, get a great history lesson. Appleseed, I don't know if you, Desert Eagle, excuse me. I don't know if you heard me, but I've been talking recently. One of my pistol students about a month ago is a high school English instructor. And she told me the following. She says, John, our valedictorian of our class graduated a few weeks ago. He could not read an analog wristwatch, and he cannot read the Declaration of Independence. Pretty that scary is, stuff.
That is very, it's not just scary, it's sad.
It is, but all over the United States, young boys and girls are not being taught to write in cursive long handwriting. When you're not taught to write in cursive longhand, then guess what? You can't read it either, can you?
No, sir. No, you can't. One other point I'd like to make, because I know that we're close to the top of the hour. There's only one thing that will cause a Appleseed weekend to be slowed down or stopped. And that is lightning. If there are thunderstorms and lightning in the vicinity, everybody will go and take cover and wait till it passes. If it's raining, we shoot. If the wind is blowing 20 miles an hour, we shoot. If there's 3 foot of snow on the ground, we dig trenches and tunnels and we shoot. I have never heard of an Appleseed event being called in its entirety at all. The only thing is it's safety, which would be a lightning storm or, you know, tornado, something like that. But no matter the weather conditions, no matter the temperature, the amount of precipitation or the lack thereof, the apple seeds go on. And the simple fact of that is when and if we are ever called to either, you know, and I'm talking not Appleseed, I'm talking anyone. If we are ever called or have the necessity to either support a police officer or protect our neighbor or fend off a wild beast or whatever the case may be, we don't get to pick the weather conditions.
So you're describing the, you're describing the winter soldiers is what you're doing.
Yeah. So, again, I know we're getting close to the top. I am so glad that you brought this up today.
Well, I'm so glad you called always. In. I'm so glad you called in.
Well, I'm a small little tooth in the cog and the gears and everything that make it all work. And that's the beauty of the Appleseed. It is individuals that will give our time no matter what it takes. All the training that the instructors do is on their own nickel.
Appleseed, everything. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We're out of time. Appreciate the call. We got a top of the hour.
Have break. A great day, sir. We'll listen to hour two.
Okay, we'll be back with Leon Green. We'll talk about health-related matters and other things. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.